Tomorrow marks 20 years since the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. For those who were alive when they took place, they have certain personal memories about what happened, what led up to the attacks, and how the U.S. responded. But for today's middle school and high school students, the 9/11 attacks are history, something that requires education to explain and put into context. You can join our conversation about how we teach about 9/11 at 800-642-1234. Are you the parent of a middle school or high school student? How much do you know about how 9/11 has been taught in your kids' school? And if you are a student or teacher yourself, how are you talking about 9/11 and the 20th anniversary in your classroom? Maybe this week. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas@WPR.org. Our next two guests have run a study over the last two decades looking at how the attacks have been taught in schools. Jeremy Stoddard is professor of the Secondary Education Program at the UW-Madison School of Education. Jeremy, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Diana Hess is dean of the UW-Madison School of Education. Diana, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, too.
Diana, can you start by telling us about the motivation in the beginnings of this study that started not long after the event itself?
So on 9/11, I was teaching a class for students who were student teaching in area schools, and I was going to cancel the class because, as people who remember this, remember there was so much uncertainty about what was happening, and I started getting calls from the students saying, don't cancel class. We need help thinking about what we should do. You know, how should we talk about this with our students? And so we ended up having class that night and focused a lot on, you know, how to respond to traumatic events literally in the moment. And we noticed in the couple weeks afterwards that a lot of organizations were starting to develop curriculum materials on 9/11. So we just decided to study very methodically the curriculum materials that were published in the year after 9/11 to try to get a sense of what the similarities and differences were and how, you know, very shortly after this traumatic event, it was being presented to school children. And then later we expanded the study to include textbooks and state standards and eventually, you know, a very large survey of high school teachers that Jeremy was the principal investigator of.
And Jeremy, what did you find after that immediacy went away? What were some of the key themes you started to see emerging in how schools were teaching about 9/11?
Yeah, I think we've seen pretty consistent themes even since that first study in terms of what 9/11 sort of is in textbooks and in state standards and then in some of the videos and materials shown. And those consistent themes are that it's a, you know, it was an unprecedented and shocking attack, that the heroism of firefighters and first responders, and that the world sort of came together behind the U.S. to then combat the evils of terrorism. And those sort of main themes have been pretty consistent since essentially that initial curriculum was developed.
Diana, before we dig more into what's being taught and what could be taught, why is it important to have this conversation, to look at the way we're talking about 9/11, especially now that we have a lot of students who, of course, weren't born by 2001?
Well, I think 9/11 clearly was an incredibly significant event, not just for the United States, but for, you know, many nations around the world writ large. And if you look at, you know, the aftermath of 9/11, you know, that those things continue to infect us today. So I think that many teachers are interested in helping their students understand 9/11 because they believe their students are living in a world that was affected by 9/11. And it's important for students to understand, you know, quite literally what happened on that day and what the aftermath was, and also what some of the controversies were.
And Jeremy, the list you just gave of things that are taught, you point toward in a lot of your work a lack of context surrounding 9/11. And in reading some of your work, very literally, the way a school year works, when the 9/11 anniversary rolls around, it might be Civil War, Civil War, Civil War, 9/11, Reconstruction. I mean, it's this sort of super out of context thing just based on the flow of a school year. How common is that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the big challenges that the teachers reported to us in the survey that we did, that it, because it falls at the beginning of the year and so many states are driven now by these standardized courses that really sort of lay out the course chronologically. So otherwise they would only get to it at the end of the year and then maybe not have the time to really engage with it. So that's why teachers are still doing it on the anniversary, because they believe it was, you know, such a significant mm-hmm. event and they want students to know about it.
We are talking about how we teach 9/11 in our schools, middle schools and high schools, for example. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a younger student, what did you see, what did you learn in your classrooms about the September 11th, 2001 attacks? If you teach, what are some of the challenges of trying to teach about it? What do you think of the curriculum that you are able to have access to? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Diana, what are your thoughts on some ways, age-appropriate ways as kids get older, to talk about and set some of that context up for talking about September 11th?
Well, I think obviously it would differ depending on the age of mm-hmm. students, but it's very important for young people to learn about 9/11, quite literally to learn what happened. You know, one of the things that Jeremy and I have found is that even in textbooks that have whole sections on 9/11, sometimes they have a kind of shocking lack of detail. So we think it's important for students to understand what happened on that day, but equally as important to understand what happened in the aftermath, and especially a number of the things following 9/11 that were exceedingly controversial, like, for example, the war in Iraq.
And Jeremy, you offer on a UW website a lot of curriculum material for schools, districts, and teachers to use. What kind of, can you give us a sense of the range of material you have available?
Yeah, this really was driven by the survey too. We asked teachers sort of what would you want to be able to do a better job with this, right? Teachers recognize that to young people today, this is history. This isn't something that they experienced or that they have memory of. And so to make up for the lack of detail and some of the other resources that were developed at a time when the assumption was people had a living memory of it, we developed a set of resources to address some of the things that teachers wanted. And these include the sort of war in Afghanistan with the Soviet era and the role of the U.S. During that time with the Mujahideen, to the history of sort of the TSA and the rise of the TSA, to also including things post 9/11, including veterans' perspectives, and especially the perspectives of some of the Iraqi and Afghan interpreters and refugees that have now come to the U.S.
And I understand, Diana, that teachers surveyed in many cases, not surprisingly, have run into misinformation related to 9/11. What do schools and teachers need in their toolkits when their students come in to talk about this stuff they found on the internet?
Well, I really think it's increasingly important for us to teach young people how to assess the veracity of the information they're encountering. And we know that's incredibly difficult. I think one of the things we saw in the survey is that, you know, teachers are concerned about students' access to misinformation and conspiracy theories. And I think, Jeremy, you have more details on this, but I think we even encountered some teachers who themselves believed in conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yes, we had at least one teacher that we interviewed described sharing conspiracy theories as sort of an alternative understanding of especially how the buildings basically fell in the World Trade Center in New York.
Yeah, how do you recommend schools deal with that? Not just that misinformation coming in, maybe that the students saw and were curious about, but if it's coming from inside the building.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we heard from a lot of teachers, we didn't have this as an option. It came up in the other category, which was populated with both issues of misinformation in general, like heard the story secondhand from my uncle, and it just happened to be not really accurate, to really blatant sort of conspiracy theories that students were finding online and bringing into the classroom. And also a lot around sort of the myth of Muslims all being terrorists that was done around the time of the survey was in 2018. So it was also in the rhetoric around the Muslim travel ban. And so we had teachers who really explicitly said one of the strategies they use is sort of use 9/11 because it's at the beginning of the year to both teach about sort of media literacy and to use it as essentially as a case study of what a conspiracy theory is. And that this was done in a way to inoculate the students from you know, sort of being able to recognize other conspiracy theories as they run across them.
We're talking to Jeremy Stoddard, professor of secondary education at UW-Madison in the School of Education, and Diana Hess, dean of the School of Education. We're looking at the results of a ongoing two-decade study they've worked on looking at how teachers teach the history of 9/11 as we're getting ready to mark the 20th anniversary, and how schools could do it better. And they offer help with items for curricula for schools at various ages. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have thoughts on how schools do, could, or should teach about the September 11th attacks? Are you a teacher who's had to grapple with these questions in the classroom yourself? What's your classroom experience been like? Do you feel like you have the tools available for you to talk about these issues with your students? If you recently graduated in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years or so, how were you taught about 9/11? What did you think? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now we're picking up our talk about how 9/11 is taught in schools with Jeremy Stoddard and Diana Hess from the UW-Madison School of Education. They've been looking at, studying, thinking about education about September 11th since the attacks themselves 20 years ago. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How do you think we should be talking about 9/11 in our schools? What did you witness yourself as a student, a parent, as a teacher? If you're a teacher, do you feel like you need more and or better curriculum available for you to help teach kids? Does it kind of stand out at the beginning of the school year as you start to, say, teach that American history class? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go to your calls now. Jean is with us in Fox Point. Jean, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Jean. Go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for taking my call. It's a little bit of an outlier comment, and I just want to say commend your guest. I'm a UW-Madison School of Education grad from 100 years ago in 1990. But in any event, wanted to share, I was in New York City on 9/11, and one thing that doesn't get talked about a lot is how wonderful people were to each other in Manhattan while we were there when the tragedy was happening. And I just wish we could share more of that with our students. It was a time where people were just so kind to one another. I had to take the train back from New York City to Milwaukee, and people were just sharing things on the train. They were sharing their sweaters. I remember a guy passed around, you know, a bag of peanut M&Ms because we were all business travelers, so none of us were expecting to stay in New York for longer than a day or two, and all the flights were grounded. And so I feel like that gets missed in talking about 9/11. It really united our country, unlike some other tragedies that have gone on, including COVID. And I just wish that were talked about more.
Thanks for that call, Jean. Jeremy, you said that is one of the themes that comes out, the idea of people uniting. But what do you think of trying to use perspectives like Jean's first person perspective there and making sure you've got a good representative variety of them when we talk about September 11th?
Yeah, we've in our collection, especially, we've included a number of StoryCorps recordings, which bring in a whole number of perspectives, both in terms of the types of things that Jean was just talking about, as well as some of the perspectives, say, from Muslim Americans on or around the time of 9/11. There's also a number of short documentaries that were made that are used in classrooms that I think reflect that. One's called The Boat Lift, which is narrated by Tom Hanks and tells the story of how all of the different ferries and things helped to get people off the island of Manhattan on that day because other services like the subways were shut down. So there are a number of resources, I think, that really do reflect that. And I think one of the really powerful things that are available for students to teach about 9/11 are sort of some of the personal perspectives of people that were in New York or in D.C. at the time. And that can, I think, help students today, young people today, sort of understand how people experienced it.
Thanks a lot for that call, Gene, at 800-642-1234. In the midst of a lot of the curriculum material you have available online, there's a lot of primary sources, original documents, I think, and speeches. And one points toward looking at the experience of Muslims in the United States after 9/11. We have an example, one of them here, a clip from a longer speech by then President George W. Bush. This is, I think, just a week after the attacks. Here's a listen.
Muslims are doctors, lawyers, law professors, members of the military, entrepreneurs, shopkeepers, moms and dads, and they need to be treated with respect. In our anger and emotion, our fellow Americans must treat each other with respect.
Diana, can you talk about talking about the Muslim American experience in our 9/11 curriculum?
You know, it's interesting. I haven't listened to that excerpt from that speech for a long time, and it just takes me back to seeing it live and being so incredibly impressed by what President Bush said in that talk. And I think the message that he was trying to, you know, make, you know, very, very clearly is this is, it is not appropriate to stereotype and to use this as an excuse to be disrespectful or to mistreat anybody. And I think, you know, he did a very, very good job of making that point. And, you know, kind of pulling together what Gene just said and what we just heard President Bush say, you know, I do think it's important to provide young people with examples of things that are laudatory. So it's important to provide young people with examples of what does it look like when the country comes together, like what Gene was describing or what Jeremy has described in so many documentary films. And also, you know, what does it look like when a leader makes a strong statement, you know, against stereotyping and the mistreatment of anybody? I think it matters to have those positive things put before students.
Let's go back to our callers now. Stephanie is with us in Janesville. Stephanie, hi.
Hi. Actually, I'm calling from Feensville, and I just picked up my fourth grader, and I said to him, did you guys talk about 9/11 today? And he said, no. And I was in Astoria, Queens, on 9/11. I watched the buildings fall from the roof of my building. And so, as you can imagine, we talk rather frankly about our experience in New York that day. And I've been frustrated a little bit that our district has not discussed 9/11 with our kids up until the middle school level. I think that 9/11 could be talked about in terms of heroism and courage and, like one of the previous callers said, what people did for each other that day. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, a lot of people thought that the water might be contaminated. People thought that the ATMs were going to empty out, so everybody was rushing to get cash. All sorts of things were happening beyond the geopolitical that could be discussed in terms of heroism and courage, you know, to reach a younger student. But it's such a big event, and it has altered the course of our lives.
Stephanie, thanks for calling in from Thiensville. Sorry, I think we misheard you originally there. Jeremy, a fourth grader. So teaching kids at the elementary school level about 9/11, what do you think?
I think people have to use their judgment in terms of how you would talk about something like this. Obviously, you wouldn't want to show some of the video because it is so traumatic. But there are a number of sort of picture books written for younger kids that both talk about experiences from that day from the perspective of youth. There was also in the original curriculum, we had the experiences of kids in a school that were right near the World Trade Center that also sort of focused on their experiences that day. And then there are some, like I said, some of the videos, I think, do focus on aspects that I think would be appropriate for a fourth grader that still talk about the gravity of the event, but wouldn't show some of the more traumatic, I think, footage that you would even see on the live news feed at the time.
Thanks for that call. And that reminds me, Diana, I wanted to ask about that. I was talking to one of my kids, my kids are out of high school now, but they talked about, seeing the videos of people jumping out of the towers and things like that in their classroom education. How do we deal with issues of potentially traumatic imagery as we're teaching about this?
Yeah, I think it's really challenging. And especially, you know, on that day, when, you know, a number of teachers had televisions on in their classroom and we were watching live what was happening, and, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. So I think a lot of, students did see things that were really, really traumatic, which I think is one reason why some teachers are nervous about, watching a live event like that. I was teaching high school social studies when the Challenger exploded. And I remember just being absolutely gobsmacked about what to do. My students started crying. It was really, really difficult. So I do think that there are special problems kind of in the moment. That being said, what Jeremy's talking about now retrospectively, I think, is making good decisions about what makes sense to put in front of students at different age groups. And I, you know, going back to what Stephanie was saying, I think it's absolutely the case that fourth graders are old enough to learn about 9/11. And my hunch is that is happening in many schools. And I think that it's, you know, sometimes we get overly cautious about protecting our students from things. You know, we certainly don't want to traumatize students, but we also do want students to understand, you know, what has happened and what is happening.
And briefly, Jeremy, you shared a tweet about concerns about stigmatizing Muslim American students when we're talking about 9/11 in schools. Could you share a quick thought on avoiding that?
Yeah, we had a number of the teachers that we surveyed and then did interviews with afterward talked about, and again, this was in context of late 2018. So this was in the sort of national political rhetoric around the potential ban on people from Muslim, primarily Muslim countries. And their fears were twofold. One fear was they didn't want to introduce a conversation around, you know, things related to terrorism, 9/11, because they're afraid that this stereotype could come up in their class to protect their students that were Muslim. On the other hand, they were also a little afraid or anxious about students who may bring in some of that more sort of hateful stereotype, you know, Islamophobic sort of speech into their classroom. And so I think this is a real issue and sort of a growing issue again that wasn't there for quite a while. And I think especially today when we have, you know, new Afghan refugees coming into the U.S., that it would be a great time for teachers to engage their students in talking about the role that these people have played, you know, over the last 20 years.
And we'll jump in. Thanks to both of our guests, Jeremy Stoddard and Diana Hess from UW-Madison School of Education, looking at how we teach about 9/11. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.